Welcome to Harvest Echoes from Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Since our founding in 1975, pastors, evangelists, and missionaries have traveled from all over the world to Guam to speak to our people, preaching and teaching the Word of God. We're providing you access to this rich archive of sermons and lessons on Harvest Echoes. Our mission is to help people develop a heart for God. These messages, presented in conferences and special services at Harvest, seek to point you toward the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word. Today, a message from missionary Mark Zimmer. It was presented in April of 2018. The title of the message, Faithful in Small Things.
Matthew 28:18 says, Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I have seen the power of God in the life of my friends there in Yap. Many of my friends. But one guy I want to talk to you about tonight, I met him just before he went into prison. He was mean and he was dangerous. He had been getting himself into a lot of trouble and he was incarcerated for 5 years. But while he was in prison, he received Christ and he was baptized after he was released. And for 5 years, I was able to see him there in the prison. And he was separated from his wife. But after he got out of prison, he told me, he said, Pastor, I'm really afraid that I'm going to go back to my friends. And he said, I really want to follow the Lord. He ended up following the Lord, and he got back with his wife. And one night, his wife came over crying, and she was with this guy, and she said, I just want what he has. I need what he has. And so Diane was able to lead her to the Lord. And this guy has grown. He's not perfect, if you know him. But I've seen God working in his life. He became a police officer after we went to do the relief work in Ulithi and Fife for Typhoon Mesak. He traveled with us. He worked with us. Loves Roland and James out there. So after we got back, the police department saw a big change in his life and asked him to come and work for the police department. So he became an officer. And for 2 years, he was on patrol. And then he got promoted to a detective. And he's now a detective. And Wednesday, he drove the bus for Clinton, the van that goes down and picks people up. He's been our bus driver. God has been doing a great work in this guy's life. It's one of many. We've seen the power of God and how God can change a life. Romans says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is a power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And then it says in another passage, For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God is powerful, and that's the beauty of preaching the Word, because God's Word does the work. Some plant, some water, God gives the increase. He just said, preach the Word and be ready to preach the Word. And he said, my Word, it will not return to me void. So God's Word is doing the work. That's an example of God's power. Then I have an example of God's presence. In Exodus 33:14, the Bible says, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. My presence will go with you. God was talking to Moses, and Moses had gone through a great deal of hardship with the Israelites. They had been worshiping gods made out of gold, and Moses was upset, and he was coming to the Lord, spilling out his heart to the Lord, and God just said, My presence will go with you, and I'll give you rest. Don't worry about it anymore. I'm going to take care of it, and I'm going to be with you. And I've seen God's presence while we have been in Yap. and I've witnessed it firsthand. During our latest term, just 2 years ago, my beautiful wife, Diane, she's 28 years old, by the way. You heard the ages of all the other kids. But Diane went through some serious physical trials and needed surgery and left for the States in January and was in the U.S. I tell her she was gone for a year, but it was only about 3 months. But I sensed God's presence, as she did during that trial. We watched as God worked out every detail and allowed her full recovery. He met all of our financial obligations due to travel, hospital bills. We didn't have medical insurance. There were days when I would almost hear an audible voice from the Lord saying, "I'm with you today." And God's presence is with each one of us. Also, we've seen God's provision. Here's an example, Philippians 4:19. "But my God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Spurgeon said, "A promise to one saint is a promise to all saints." Each one of us have this promise that God will supply all of our needs. We all have needs, different types of needs, some financial, maybe family problems, different needs we have. But this term, we saw God provide specifically for the church in Fife in miraculous ways. He provided the block and the cement for the building. They were in need of a permanent structure. The funding for the roof metal, as well as the screws, all the windows, the doors, but we still needed wood. And it came to the time where we needed the wood for the roof. And I went and approached the chief of our village, and he said, "Hey, I got something for Roland." He said, "There's two trees, you can have them." And so he reminded me of the fact that when Roland was the pastor at our church, he went fishing, and he brought the chief a very big wahoo. And he said, "Roll brought me that big wahoo." Just a little gift like that goes a long way. God uses the chief, even though he doesn't know the Lord, but he's really helped us a lot in our ministry. So we were able to get those two trees, as well as every day when I drove past this contractor's house that lives near me, there was a stack of logs next to his house. He had a sawmill off to the side, and he was just accumulating these logs as he was making a road for the power company. And every day I'd see that pile growing, and I was just admiring some of those trees, and I was thinking, man, this guy's really lucky. Look at all those trees. And I never really considered milling those trees until he approached me. I was at YCA Hardware. He said, "Hey, I've got this pile of logs, and he said, "If you're interested, you can have half, and I'll have half, and they're all yours." And so I said, "If I'm interested, I'm definitely interested." And so we were able to mill those logs. And my friend who's here tonight helped me mill them. So God provides. That's a direct act of God. And I could see God doing this, and there was no doubt in my mind that the Lord was providing. So this contractor, he said, "Oh, by the way, I'm going to bring them over on a boom truck, and you can use the boom truck the whole time, and I'll give you 4 laborers to help you." So God's provision, it was obvious. And when we got to the project with all the lumber, we put it on the ship, it went out to the island, and then we carried it up to the project. And we had the exact length we needed, we had the exact material we needed, and we were able to do that project. We also have seen God's hand in his protection. Now, when I tell fishing stories, I know about half of you, I lose half of my audience. So my wife tells me, don't tell too many fishing stories. So I won't tell you about the time that God protected me. When both of my hand lines got in the props and I couldn't turn them, I kicked on them, couldn't get them to move. Oh, by the way, we were 15 miles out and it was rough. And so I told Jack, "Jack, we got to pray." So we prayed. And I said, the only thing I can think of is we got to take off one of the props. So we're drifting away from the island. We're heading toward the Philippines at a good rate. Got back there on one motor, taking that prop off. I got the little cotter pin out. I said, hold out your hand. Don't drop this or we're going to the Philippines. So I put it in his hand, got the nut off and all that stuff, unwrapped it. We went back on one motor. God protected us. I did fall in one time, but I kept my tools out of the water as I fell. He was like, oh no, Pastor, what happened? So God protected us. I won't tell you about the time that I was driving the boat and then the steering cable snapped. And so I'm turning the wheel and turn around and I say, Clinton, we've got a problem. So Clinton steered with his foot. I unhooked the motor. It all worked out. So fishing stories, God protects us from the dangerous waves, the current, stormy weather, the chainsaws, the trees that fall where they shouldn't and almost kill the pig. But the one I want to tell you about, God protecting Jimmy and his family, James and his family, during Typhoon Mazak. Because that was a super typhoon and extremely dangerous, I was thinking in my mind the waves would be worse than the wind. Just think if there was a tidal wave on that little island. But overnight, after the storm hit, James stayed in a cement house, packed in there, no room to sit down. Everybody was standing room only. In this, thank the Lord, the Seabees poured this little cement box for them to stand in. And so we finally found out that James was safe the next Monday when we went there. And James said there was no life lost. Life is fragile, and we cannot guarantee safety. The Bible says the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. And we must trust the Lord for protection. I've seen God's hand protecting us from so many things. I turn to the Lord when I need protection. Clinton told me the other day, how are we going to keep the vans from getting stolen? Or someone's going to mess with the vans. And I said, Clinton, if they want to mess with the vans, they can. If they want to burn the vans, they can. If they want to burn our house, they will. But God will protect us. God's protection. Okay, so God's presence, God's provision, God's protection is my last one. God is at work, and he's using people like you and me, average people, to do a great work, if we're willing and able to do that, if we're open to his call. And you young guys that are training for the ministry, realize that everything comes from God, and we can watch his hand at work. That's what makes ministry exciting. Tonight, I just wanted to share a verse to grow on, so if you have a Bible, let's turn to Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, a well-known verse. I want to preach it from a little different angle tonight. Luke 16, verse 10, it says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. He that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Everyone is a teacher in life, and the just and the unjust, the faithful and the unfaithful are all teachers. In God's sight, many small things are great and many big things are little. But it's the little things that make life big. And tonight, I want to look at the little things of life that make a big difference. So first of all, I want to look at small events in our lives. On our island, we have a day that is set aside to celebrate Yap. It's called Yap Day. It's a big event. Visitors come from all over. They come in on yachts. We see a lot of yachts in the lagoon. There are flights that are booked with dignitaries from Palau and other islands They all come to celebrate this big event in Yap. This summer, we've got a big event. Just found out today it's in July. I thought it was June, but it's Micro Games. Another big event that's going to take place in Yap. Big events are very few in the year, but they don't usually make the difference and bring something that's great to us. Life is made up of small things, 365 days in a year, ordinary days that make up the majority of our lives. And these small events, if used to accomplish something, can produce huge results. Take graduation as an example. The students work hard for graduation, and they're looking forward to it with great anticipation. But days like tomorrow, Monday, they're equally important to accomplish the big goal of graduating. I was, before many years ago, I was working on a huge project. It was up on the top of this mountain, and it was a massive house, and we were working on this roof. We had to take off the old roof and put on a new one. And we had started the front side of the house, and we were working, and each piece of material had more nails than we thought it did, and it was taking an extra long time to get that off. And one of my guys that were working with me, he came up to me and he said, "How are we ever going to finish this huge project?" And I said, "One nail at a time. We're going to do it one nail at a time." The Christian life is made up of small steps. And Ephesians 5:8 says, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. So walk as children of light." Walking is one small step at a time, usually effortless, but every step gets us closer to our destination. Ephesians 5:5 says, "See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil." Living for the Lord is every day, in every duty, focusing on being faithful and carefully making our life's choices in a way that pleases our Savior. When we step off the right path and we start following our own way, walking isn't easy anymore. It's similar to when we've had an injury. And if you've ever had surgery, or if you've ever had a knee problem or an ankle problem, what used to be so easy to walk, you didn't even think about it. Now every single step is painful. So walking for the Lord, walking in your Christian life, is taking one step at a time and making choices one choice at a time, and in just small little things that God brings our way, but making the right choices. Okay, number two, there are small duties. So there's small events and there's small duties. There's an adventure in starting a big project. It's exciting. We have a big task, a sense of responsibility, and it comes with it. The Koyang project is an example. All the guys were excited. It's not hard to feel the call to act and to work with energy. On the day of battle, every soldier is pumped and ready to serve with bravery. But what about the boring months of drills and exercises? It's hard to keep morale high. In a sense, then, it's easier to be faithful in big duties. I had a guy that was working with me one time, and very good worker and very faithful. Never had to worry about him doing what he was supposed to do. And one day he drove up his van. On the back of his van, on his bumper, he had a sticker that said, "My boss is a Jewish carpenter." And I looked at that and I said, you know, that's why he's such a good worker. He's faithful in the small things because he knows he's doing it for Jesus. The Bible tells us to do things not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. It's always a bummer when you show up to the job site and you see everybody running around looking for a hammer or for a broom or a rake, because you know they weren't working. They weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. not with eye service. We're doing this for the Lord. It's not like, quick, the boss man's coming, pick up some trash. We're faithful because we're doing it for the Lord and in the small things, day to day. As we find in the Bible, the martyrs, Paul's, the Peter's, but there's no less honor to the quiet Apostle John, who was told by Jesus to wait till I come. He said, tarry till I come. Each one of us must go on for the Lord in Christian faithfulness by patient continuing in well-doing. He tells us to love one another in our homes. Walk in our homes with honesty and love. Don't allow moments of anger to rise up. Commit to the small duties that never stop. God pays very close attention to the small things. Think of the sparrow. The Bible says God knows when one of them drops. The hairs of our head are numbered, the drops of rain, the snowflakes. From the smallest insect, each is made with detail by our Maker. You can look at the vast army of stars and the power of the sun, from the smallest to the greatest. All are important to the Creator. Someone once said, Jesus could have preached a new sermon on the Mount every morning. He could have walked on the water every day. He could have stilled the sea every night. But what made up most of his life was very humbling and unpretending. He was dealing with conflicts and meeting the needs of people. And if you want to go back to your island, if you want to reach people here on this island, there's nothing glamorous about trying to meet the needs of people. But Jesus fed the hungry. He broke the bars of death. He rolled the stone away. He conquered the impossible, but he also folded the napkin and the grave clothes in his tomb. He shows us by his example that small things as well as large are important to him. And that's what sets us apart. That's what gives us that compassion needed to reach the lost. A friend was watching Michelangelo as he worked on one of his statues. He left and returned several days later to see the progress. And it seemed like there was no progress. So he said to the great sculptor, "Have you taken a break from working on this statue?" "No," he said. "I have changed this little detail and polished that part. I've softened this feature and I've brought out that muscle. I've gave more expression to the lips." The friend said, "These are small things." "Yes," said the artist, "but remember, small things make perfection, and perfection is no small thing." The artist knew the importance of small things that make a huge difference in the big picture. Christian friend, every temptation you resist weakens the force of other temptations of every kind. There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that you are able, but also will, that with that temptation, provide a way of escape. A story in Israeli tradition tells us that when Moses was watching Jethro's flock, a little lamb went missing. He went looking for it, and he found it drinking in a spring. "You are tired," he said to the little lamb, and he lifted the lamb and put him on his shoulders. He carried him home. That's when God said to him, "Since you had pity on another man's sheep, you will be shepherd over Israel, my flock." Real character comes out in all sorts of circumstances. God knows it by testing us. It's in the little things that he proves faithfulness and makes it grow until we can be trusted with great things. Psalm 101, verse 6. He says, "My eyes will be on the faithful of the land. They will dwell with me." Revelation 2:10, he says, "Do not fear any of those things you're about to suffer." Indeed, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison. You may be tested. Be faithful unto death, and I will give to you a crown of life. On our island, there was a beautiful, beautiful hotel. And I think when Pastor Heron came years ago, we went and we ate a meal at this hotel. It's up on this hill, and it looks like a beautiful Charleston house with these big pillars, white pillars. Had a beautiful swimming pool, usually pristine, and the water was clean and the food was great. But the hotel went under new management, and the management came from another country, and they haven't been taking care of this place anymore. So you walk up the stairs to go to the hotel, and you're kind of walking up there crooked. The stairs have started to tilt. You look at the pool. It's no longer clean water. It's green, and it's ugly. And it's a picture of what takes place when small things are neglected. College students, teens, be faithful in the small things. Cutting the grass, cleaning, food service, security, maintenance. It's the small things that make the big picture. When you're faithful in those things, you look at the campus and you say, wow, this place is great. It's because of those that were working behind the scenes. So don't think your job isn't important. It's very important. When you go back home, you've changed more than you realize. And one little change at a time results in a huge life change for the glory of God. Don't let one moment destroy everything that you've accomplished so far in your life. Be faithful to the Lord. God says He'll reward you.
You've been listening to Harvest Echoes and a message titled Faithful in Small Things by missionary Mark Zimmer. It was originally presented in April of 2018 at Harvest Baptist Church on Guam. Harvest Echoes provides you access to a rich archive of sermons and lessons presented at conferences and special meetings at Harvest Baptist Church. You can send us a message by visiting our website, hbcguam.org, hbcguam.org. And thank you for listening to Harvest Echoes.